Adam Bothot, Lane Mello, welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for having us, Julie.
Your Living Fort Wayne concert series is definitely all that. And now, how and why was this conceived, Adam?
So summer of 2013, I went on a regional cities trip with the regional partnership, and we took it down to Cincinnati. Every Wednesday night, they have a concert series along the Ohio River that is open to all ages, and it attracts about 5,000 people per night. We attended the shows, and part of the trip was to bring ideas back to our area. So the Living Fort Wayne concert series was my idea. Fall 2013, I took the idea to Weil and I, and they approved me to go ahead with it. So that's when the planning started.
Okay, Lainey, you've been involved from the beginning.
Yes.
What is the most important point of such an endeavor to you?
When Adam brought this back, the public was just starting to talk about Riverfront. Mm-hmm. And since then, and over the last 3 years, I mean, Riverfront has been a way bigger conversation. I think we kind of helped people get more involved with the Riverfront.
Definitely the right place at the right time
for
your organization. Yes. And what a wonderful project, as mm-hmm. the Riverfront is such an issue. How does such a program fit into that big Riverfront awareness picture, do you think?
I think that it kind of starts with the whole family friendly and trying to support rivers while also supporting local talent and food trucks. So we're trying to get all this kids and their parents and some young professionals and hit kind of a lot of the different things that the city is talking about as far as Riverfront. I think that kind of helps us get on the train of the Riverfront development.
So beyond the symbolism, why is Headwaters Park such a perfect venue for this?
There's an amphitheater that was built into Headwaters Park from the beginning, and it was never used for a entertainment type event when we first started. So when I went to Headwaters Park Alliance to talk to them about renting the amphitheater, they looked at me like I was crazy because it's never been used for that. 2014, the June show was the first ever scheduled event down in Headwaters Park West Amphitheater. And we heard people say all the time, I never knew this was here. Yes. I ride my bike and walk by it, but I didn't realize it was mm-hmm. an actual musical amphitheater.
What a great secret you've uncovered. Now, I would say that you jumped into the Support Your Homegrown Music arena quite effectively with this project. Mm-hmm. I gather it's part of your intent. Why is that aspect important to you as young leader?
The best way to show that Fort Wayne is a music city is to showcase the talent that we have here. We have two bands, Left Lane Cruiser and Unlikely Alibi, who have been with us since the beginning. Each year they come and play, their show just keeps getting bigger.
And as a matter of fact, three summer concerts, two acts each, that's only six acts. Is it a challenge to tap the extra large talent pool you're choosing from with only six and two of them are returning?
Living Fort Wayne Concert Series has a committee of six members who help plan and execute the events. So at the beginning of the planning stages for this year, we all brainstormed the bands that we would like to see and we thought would be good partners in this. After we received everybody that was available, we went through and paired them. So we have new people in the music scene, and then we have the well-known masters, experts of the local scene.
It sounds like something for everyone.
Yes.
Now, this is kid-friendly, and you have kid activities to prove it. What does this include?
We partner with Sweet Cakes Entertainment, and they do face painting, balloon making. There'll be a magician there. Then we also will have pontoon rides, which is for the kids and also for the adults.
It does sound like you're pleasantly engaging the children so their parents and folks all around them can concentrate on just enjoying the music.
Yeah, we found that it's a lot easier for parents to watch their kids while music's going on, and everybody's kind of in the amphitheater down there pretty low, so it's kind of easy for them to both enjoy it.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have lots of walk-in, just drive-up and drive-by and everything else. Do you have boat-in for these events?
We have had people pull up on their kayak. They were out on the river kayaking, then they kayaked by Headwaters Park West, and they saw it. We do have the setup to tie a boat up this year.
So any entryway, welcome.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people bike, too, and they may not have known about it, and we're just riding their bike by, and they stop by, too.
And we do have bike racks to lock your bike up, and those are kept within the boundaries of the amphitheater, so you don't have to worry because they will be under the supervision of COP.
All very user-friendly, and it sounds like you have or will be thinking of almost every way to make it more.
Yes,
more
we're trying, yes.
This is all fantastic. What do you young leaders most hope this series adds to Fort Wayne's ever-evolving cultural landscape?
People want things to do on weeknights, so hopefully with us having a successful Wednesday night event, maybe another organization will start a Tuesday night concert series or a Thursday night concert series.
I hope that those people that aren't super engaged in downtown or aren't super engaged in the city, we start getting them more involved and engaged in the community, kind of get them a little more buy-in so that they're talking about all the cool stuff going on.
Adam Beauthot is a founder of Living Fort Wayne Concert Series and Lane Mello, a founding committee member. Thank you so much for joining us in this busy week of preparation, and hope you rock it.
Thank you very much.
Hope to see everybody on June 1st.